configure it out. So they will be available within a day or two after. And the reason why they're up there, first of all, I do prefer that you attend lecture. I do prefer that you're physically here. You get things in the energy of the room with, you know, with so many students that you wouldn't get just in front of your computer. But the reason why I do put them up is so that you have an opportunity if you want to see it again, or if you happen to miss a class, that's perfectly fine. And also because, and this is also the reason why the PowerPoints are always available, I want you to be engaged in the material. I want you to be engaged in whatever it is that we're discussing in class, not necessarily thinking about getting down every word that I say on paper, remembering everything, memorizing everything. I want you to take, rather than passive notes of writing down what it says on the PowerPoint or every word that I say, I'd like you to take active notes. And that means being engaged with the material. For example, if you hear something, an idea that you say, oh, that's interesting, you know, star it, write it down. Or, okay, I think I'm going to start applying this. Write it down. Or, I want to tell my mom about this later. Or, I want to talk to my roommates or my team about this idea. Write it down. Active note-taking as opposed to passive note-taking for two reasons. First of all, as I said, this class is a class about making a difference in people's lives. I would not be teaching the class just for its academic beauty, though there is a lot of academic beauty in this field. So write down if you have ideas that you think you can apply. The second reason why we should do that is because it's more, you'll remember more, better retention, better understanding of the material if you're actively engaged.